we're in the middle of this discussion of Harigas Obrim and abortion, and we saw the sugyas, and now we'll just see two of the Rishonim on the daf, and we'll see the Ramban Taurus Adam. So we'll see the Ran. The Ran is on Chul and Daf Yud Tes Mar Aleph B'Daf Hei Arif. So towards the end of this packet. So why is it in Chulin? Because the Ran wants to know what about, he gets into a discussion, if you see here, Dibur Matchil Ul Inyan, see a very large Dibur Matchil towards the end of the page, Ul In Vlad Shnol Min Atreifa. Okay? So, Grasina Begmara, Vlad Treifa. Rabbi Lezer Omer, Loi Karif Lagabi Mizbeach, Rabbi Shomer Yikrov. Volkim the Pukhtai Bisha Ibra, Ulubasov Nitrafa. Ub Uber Yachimo Kamiflagi, Rabbi Lezer Savar, Uber Yachimo, Rabbi Yishua Savar, Lavi Yachimo. The came in this trailer of Rabbi Yeshua, the Uber, Lavi Yachimo, Kaimelan Kavasai. Fine. Because we hold like Rabbi Yeshua over Rabbi Eliezer. Right? We usually don't pass on Rabbi Eliezer, so we should pass on Rabbi Yeshua, that Uber Lav Yerachimo. And now he's going to go through all of Shas and try to find Rayas for Uber Yerachimo, Uber Lav Yerachimo, Yerachimo, Lav Yerachimo, and all the different afghanis that's going to have. And we don't really care, only in as much as it's going to relate to our issue. And he brings our Gemara as one of our Gemaras, as one of those rayas. So if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, or 10 lines after L'inyan, it says, Be'erchin daf zayin amar aleph, in parentheses, towards the left side. So Be'erchin daf zayin amar aleph, na mitna na isha yotza leharig, ein mamtinin lo acha teled, ele hargin osa la'alter. Vlad nami mayit. Right? Alma sevira lan de uber yerechimo. Right? Aye, but we just told you we paskin uber lav yerechimo. She says, you see, uber yerech imo, and therefore you can kill the Vlad. Why else can you kill the Vlad? You hold the Vlad, it's part of the mother, just like you kill her hand, whatever that means. You're going to kill the lady, she's yotzel harig, so you kill her hand, her leg, her all her appendages. So too you kill the Vlad, which is just part of her, uber yerech imo. So yesh lomar. In vade kushe de milzehu de uber yerech imohu, udemuchachan kol hani. So he says, no, taka, really, uber yerech imo. What about the Vlad trefa? Vlad Treifa was his whole raya. It was machlokas Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Lezer. So he passed on Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yerachimu. He says, no, that meal, but Treifa lechud, severely Rabbi Yeshua, the Lav Yerachimu, the zil butter taima. Treifa mishum my kamitzera, mishum she'en achaya, vishahim misnav navo laches, me osa choli, became a chicken, uber zeshu, osid lichios, afabishuk Yerachimu, ain't lanu donu ketreifa. And achinami uber is Yerachimu, but here, zil butter taima. There's nothing wrong with this baby, and therefore, for treifa reasons, we won't consider the Vlad to be a treifa, even though an achanami should have been according to the rules. Right? Okay. V'hainu taima de Rabbi Yeshua, the Vlad treifa, the Shemina, the v'hainu taima nami ha'i the egel to know the treifa, b'yomtiv, u'hai the arba simanim, isla de behema makasha. Okay, so fine. So he dealt with our sugya. Okay? So he says, wait a minute. So first he said, we should pass in lav yerachimo. Then he says, but this gemara sounds like yerachimo. So he goes, no, we really pass in Yerachimo, and that's like is different. Right? So now he says, I don't know why he does it in this way, but he goes back and forth repeatedly. So the next line is, Mew, Igal Medek, but the Vasech is Tmura Perakatzad, Maswad Afil, but Midi, the Lav Trefa, who I'm reading over Lav Yerachimo. Okay? So he tries to go over Lav Yerachimo. Ah, where an Erechim sounds like Yerachimo, Tmura sounds like Lav Yerachimo. Now we're going to go with Yerachimo. Okay? So, not really terribly interested in the whole sugya right now, but if you go down, if you see where he cites Erchin, Zayin Amar Aleph again, he reads it differently. V'hai namib de Erchin, dav Zayin Amar Aleph, de isha yotza leharig, ein mamtin la'ad she'teled. So we thought it was b'shum over Yerachimo. Lav mishum over Yerachimo hu, elo she'kevan she'mechuyeves misa, ein me'amin nesdina. Since she's mechuyev misa, we think it's inu yadin to make her wait. If she's mechuyeves misa, so then we should kill her right now, making her wait. And putting her on death row is inui hadin. It's unjustified torture, if you would. It's a cruel and unusual punishment. And therefore, you shouldn't do that to her. Which is so interesting that it's the opposite of what we do here. But he says, ah, what about the baby? What about the inui hadin? But in a chanami, says, ulu vlad, kevin shalei yotzei lo avira olam, lo chai shinan. Lo chai shinan lo vlad.
We don't think hitting her hard enough to kill the baby is some type of inui.
Sounds like we don't care.
No, we don't want to be ma'an esdina, meaning ma'an that might be, but we're going to kill her anyway, meaning
okay.
On the way to be killed, if we hit her here, and then we hit her there, yesh lodin. Okay, so I guess they're balancing, the point is leave aside the inui hadin part.
But how do you even get to the suffix about this whole case in the first place if you're assuming that it's not a problem if the vi is in yotei lavi?
That's what he said. Why are you allowed to kill the baby?
No, but why are you even having a... Why
he's assuming there's an iser, right? He's assuming some iser, and he said it should have been toloi, if there have been, there was, it's toloi in uber yarachimo, uber lav yarachimo. The reason you can kill this baby is because uber yarachimo. Kamash malon that if uber lav yarachimo, you couldn't kill the baby. Right? This sugya is going according to uber yarachimo, which slugs up his whole problem because he wants to paskin lav yarachimo. So he wants us to make this sugya lib dehilchasa. So now he says, no, you can still hold lav yarachimo, and but according to what I said before, you shouldn't be able to kill the baby. No, we kill the baby because of inu yadin. What about the... Okay, but... What about... Fine. So you want to figure out why is hitting her on the stomach any worse than extending. So apparently, extending the execution too long is worse than standing her on the stomach. Fine. And what about the Vlad? Right? There's an Isser here also. He says, Levlad lo chayshinan kevan Levlad kevan shalo yotze la'avir ha'olam lo chayshinan. We don't care. Lo chayshinan.
That means that whether or not... That even according to the Uber Lavi Yachimah...
Lo chayshinan. I didn't say that. He says lo chayshinan. All we know is that when we're going to kill her, lo chayshinan. What do you do with that? So let's finish the sentence and we'll see. We're not going to look at what the Achronim say about him right now because it really builds on the Torah's chesed and Achiezer. We'll say it briefly in a second, but just he has a raya. Teda. She'ilu nigmar dina lahariga v'yalda. Yeah. So let's say you assume it's part of the woman, right? And let's say nigmar dina. And then Takashi gave birth. So did he kill the baby? If he held uber yerachimo, right? So then, and let's say she gave birth. So then, did he kill the baby? Because nigmar did know on the baby.
There's no mitzvah of harika on the.
Nigmar, let's say there's a harika on the whole nigmar dina on all of her, right? So okay, so maybe that's not the best raya, but that's his raya right now. Because you could say that uber yerachimo just gives an identity. You could play with uber yerachimo to try to figure out why we shouldn't kill this baby. Yeah.
And what if it from the nigmar din until the hariga, it's such a long time that she both gets pregnant and gives birth.
So maybe not. Yesh lodun, right?
Or we clone her.
That's Monday's chabura. It's not me. We're doing a natural phenomenon right now. Then he'll have a question whether nigmar dino on the uber or not. But you could get around this raya. But his point is, if you hold uber lav yarachimo, he said uber, if you hold uber yarachimo, so you can't prove anything from this gemara, right? Because then you can kill the baby. Why? Because nigmar the dino on the baby, right? Sounds like it. He goes, aye, but when the baby's born, why don't you kill him? Kamash melon is gemara. You can't. It doesn't say. What do you do? So okay, if you hold uber yarachimo, what do you do with this gemara? With this mishnah? But if you hold uber lav yarachimo, that's why you can't kill the baby when it comes after she gives birth. We don't kill the baby. Why do you kill the baby when it's in her? Lo nigmar din on the baby. Lo chayshinon. So the Achiezer is going to say, you see, for him it's an issur derabanan. Maybe. He says, the Achiezer has a half a line. Maybe for the Ran, abortion is an issur derabanan. Based on this half a line. Now, I have no idea if you can prove that or not prove that. It's in the context of Mises Bezdin, lo chayshinan la'uber does not necessarily prove there's no iser. Meaning, there's an iser to kill people, but the Bezdin does it anyway. So, right, I mean, there's an iser ritzicha, but the Bezdin kills people, because it's a mitzvah. So you tachin that the parameters of that Mises Bezdin are more expensive than normal things. So the Achiezer does prove from this one point that it is iser drabban, and we'll see the Taras Chesed at length tries to make the whole thing about uber yarachimo uber lav yarachimo, and he actually flips it. He says, if you hold uber lav yarachimo, you need a special limud to tell. He flips the whole. It's fascinating. We'll see it. We'll see it inside. So I don't blow it because I'm not going to say it right because I didn't chazer it right now. But he flips the whole thing on its head. He says, if you hold lav yarachimo, then it's mutter, and if you hold yarachimo, then it's usser. Based on, he reads the Gemara backwards, like it's fascinating, and then he proves it's a machlokas Rambam and Raivit in three different places. It's really great, but based on this idea of the Ran. So we should see the Ran. And he seems to think that lo chayshinan, so what do you do with that? You can read it in whatever way you want. Achiezer chose to read it in, I think, one of the more extreme ways to say it's the Rabbanan. But it could have nothing to do with over Yerachim, over Lav Yerachim. That could be a din of what status does this baby have. Is it a Kohen? Is it a Levi? Is it a Trefa? Is it not? Is it alive? Might be completely. And is it an independent entity? Might be completely separate from Uber Yerachim, Uber Lav Yerachim. But the Ran seems to think to put these all together. Fine. Okay? Fine. So let's see. So that was the Ran. And then. So this is the Ramban in Nida. I guess we'll see the Ramban in Nida, because then we'll see. Then we'll just skip to the Torah, the Torah Sabai, not Torah Sabai's, Torah Adam, where it's the Ramban also, and he sort of says the same thing, but we'll see in both places just to be thorough. Fine. So it's the next page. Chidush Ramban. It's on that Gemara Nida and Dalam Abayz. So v'had itan v'arugo chayav, right? So v'davka ben yom echad, okay. But then you're hargo chayev because then it's alive and it's born. Fine. Aval ubar lo, delo karina be nefesh adam. You kill an ubar, you're not chayev because it's not considered to be a nefesh adam. Right? We saw Rashi writing Sanhedrin 9 Bezim with Beis said something similar that that's why when it's bifne, when yatsa rosho in dogen, bo mpensha in dochen nefesh bifne nefesh, Rashi said, kamas malam before, what? You are dochen nefesh bifne nefesh? Why? He says, no, it wasn't a nefesh. Now it's a nefesh. I don't know what that means. But here also, it's not a nefesh adam, and therefore at least you're not chayev misa. So he says, "Oh, v'hachinami b'sanhedrin, ish shem kashal leil mivin sakin v'chachinot ha'iver iver yatzarosh einogim b'shein dochen nefesh b'mei nefesh alim ikara lekam shim atzalas nefesh." Now we changed it. Before it was lo karina bei nefesh adam, it wasn't a nefesh. Now lekam b'mei hatzalas nefesh. It could be a nefesh, but there's no mitzvah hatzala on an uber, even if it is a nefesh. I don't know what the difference is. Whether you call it a nefesh or not a nefesh, I'm really only interested in whether there's an issur ritzicha or there's mitzvah hatzala. I don't really care what you call it. But I thought before he was saying it's nothing, and now he's saying, well, it is something, there's just no mitzvah hatzala. If there's no mitzvah hatzala, it still might mean there's an issur ritzicha. The fact that you don't have to save him doesn't mean that you can kill him. Okay. He says, v'kradami k'siv, the mishalim t'nei flodos, right? I mean, if you hit the lady in the bin, she has a miscarriage, so you pay, you don't die. So he's just proving that a hargo ain't no chayev. But in the context of doing that, he's explaining to you why. And at first he said nothing, because it's nothing. Then the second time he said, well, there's no mitzvah hatzala. But there's no mitzvah hatzala means that, what, in that context, in the Gemara and Sanhedrin, it's her life is at danger, right? So you have to say, so if there was a, we'll see some Reb Chaim. So that's not the right answer, right? The question is why when she's hamakasha leled, we kill the baby instead of the mother? There's no mitzvah hatzala on the baby. Okay, but isn't issur ritzicha on the baby? Right? They don't necessarily go together. I only care, can you kill the baby at this point? Whether I have to save the baby or not might be a different question. So Reb Chaim points out, and it's a fascinating ha'ara, once you see it, you're like, wonder, right? Once you're min ha'dochim, you can't be min ha'nidchim. I think I said it before. So the very likely thing. Once you're min hadochim, you can't be min hanidchim. If we're docha isurim to keep you alive, we can't push you aside, your life, to kill you, to in order to fulfill other mitzvahs. Because all of those should be nidcha for you. So the same thing here, I guess. If you're saying if there's no mitzvahs hatzala, so maybe the flip side, you don't have to say it. Okay, fine. Doesn't make a difference. So he says, okay, fine. So let's continue. So here, he said, there's no mitzvah hatzala, right? So why are you allowed to violate Shabbos? Right? Once she dies, so then the Gemara is clear that we're mekaren es kresa, right? Either because she was neherga, right? We saw that in the... It wasn't Rashi. Someone else said, I think Tosfos said it was neherga. That's a case of neherga, and therefore the baby cannot live with the mother. Or one of the other Rishonim there said, I don't recall who, I apologize, that in most cases the baby dies first, but sometimes it doesn't. So since there's no reason to worry about the mother, we can definitely open her up. So if there's no mitzvah hatzala, so how could there possibly be a heter chil Shabbos? The heter chil Shabbos for Bekoch Nefesh is predicated upon the mitzvah hatzala. So he says, "V'mayim mechalin and Shabbos, kevin she'in the kriya nefesh, v'lekel meimer hasam b'yoshavas ala mashber davka mishum dekevin de akar guvach rinahu, k'dei yis mar hatam be'erchim b'makash ha'leilad lo be'inan yoshavas ala mashber." What? Mechalin, Shabbos. You're going to get there. You don't give away the punchline.
Right.
That's not, a punchline.
That's not necessary. I mean, he's assuming...
You cannot mechalal Shabbos unless there's a mitzvah to save someone's life. Why is mitzvah spigoch nefesh docha Shabbos? If there's no mitzvah to save this person, then you shouldn't be mechalal Shabbos. Makes sense, no?
Right, but that's only because maybe he's assuming, like you said before, that he's tying the mitzvah
hasa. Yeah. Well, no, that has nothing to do with the Isurit Sicha.
Sure, because you could have said that there's already mitzvah hatzala from the time of Yashval HaMashber, but there's an Isur Ritzicha only after the head comes out. You could have delineated a time in between in which there's already mitzvah.
Right, but he said that there's no mitzvah hatzala on the Ober.
I'm just going back.
Yes, and Achenam, you could have said there's mitzvah hatzala on the Ober, but there's no Isur Ritzicha. Which, that's what Reb Chaim says, no, you can't say that. That's what Reb Chaim's coming to say, you can't say that. But he's assuming there's no mitzvah satzala, so how come here can mechal Shabbos? And don't tell me Yosheves al Amashver is different, like Tosus already said there. Tosus already suggested, maybe you're really not mechal Shabbos, but once she dies, it's okay. Why? Because it's kemunach bekufsa, right? And then it's not totally b'chiyus ha'aim, and therefore ha'hor gochayev. So if ha'hor gochayev, memela is probably an and there's a mitzvah satzala also. So you can say the same thing not only when the mother's dead, but when Yosheves al Amashver, meaning once the baby reaches a certain point where it's no longer dependent on the mother, oh yes, I'm putting two and two together. But you don't have to. When the mother is dead, then is Isser Ritzicha, according to Tosfos, right? Maybe. So Hu Adin, there might be a Mitzvah Tatzala, and a Chilani, because it's Yemunach Bekuf, so like the Tosfos and Nidamem Dalid. You could also say Yashvala Mashber is very similar. So he says, don't tell me that. Mishum de Kevin Dr. Gofachrin, Ho Kid Ismar Hatam Be'erchin, Bekash Alelid, Lo Be'in and Yashvala Mashber. What does that mean? So Isser Zalman helps us out here in the bottom. Kavanaso, Demada Amar Hasam, De Yashvala Mashber, Mamtina Lachatelid, De Kevin Dr. Gofachrinahu, right? This is when she's convicted, she gets Mises Bezdin. So if she gets Mises Bezdin Sam, we don't wait for her to give birth, because we just kill her and the baby. But if she just Sheves Al Amashver, then we wait. Why? Hu Adin Nami B'Mekasha Leilad V'Lo Yashver Al Amashver Nami Mamtinin. He's Mekasha Leilad also. Mikol Makom Ladin Hatzalas Imo Mechadchen Tavlad V'Achin Amik Sheyashver Al Amashver Mechadchen. He assumes there's no difference. You either would or you wouldn't, there's no relevance. There's no difference. The Ode, the Hacha Ben Yom Echad Tnan, the Kra, the Gabe Dmei Vlados, Afilu B'Yosheves Al Amashver. He, right? Dmei Vlados has no chiluk when it's Yosheves Al Amashver, not Yosheves Al Amashver. They could have said, no, really, there's two stages. There's inside and there's outside. And what is outside? Yosheves Al Amashver is outside. Mesa Imo is outside. Mekasha Leilad is outside. All those things. I have no idea when they happen in what order. I don't know what Mekasha Leilad or Yosheves Al Amashver is. But you could have said they're all the same period, the same point. He says no, because it says Yom Echad means when it comes out. You could have said, one point in Tosfos said, in the Chanami, this also. So he's not accepting that. And he says that the Dmei Vlados, that the Torah doesn't specify Yosheves Al Amashver. And he could have said, no, it means in versus out. There's only two stages. He's saying, no, you're right, there's in versus out, and this is in. He's not accepting that Tosfos, that was Nida Memdala, that was before he turned the page. Memdala and Aleph said, yeah, in the Chanami, Yosheves Al Amashver also. There's already a Har Gochayev. And why did he say, Yom Echad Nildab Psikim? So if Lomri and Hasam Kiyolad, who Ela Gufa Chirin Hakel Ramin, and Lomar Shemtin Lach Tehilat, Vachakach Shemtin Lach Tehilat, Lomisri Bim Gam Shemtin, Afilu Kodem Shadei Shalom Asper Klal, Ilav Kra, Gam Loya Katlin Lavak Yom Farashatam, Avala Inyan Lay, the Dover Bar, who Shainu Bechlal Nefesh Adam, Achi Vali Kedamrinan. He says, Velav Kushihi, Hasam Amr Torah, Chalel Olav Shabbas Achas Kadeshi, Kaim Shabsos Harbe. Right? Enachanami is no mitzvah Hatzala, but this is Inyan of Chalel Olav. V'hai, Damrinan B'Mesach Shabbos, Tinuk B'Yom Echad, V'Chal Nesach Shabbos, Lav lafuke uber, right? Ela guzmoi kedei lomar David Melech Yisrael meis in mechal in a love, right? That was the daf I think last week maybe. I'm a little bit behind, so
I was 3 days ago.
3 days ago only. I'm making up time, so I don't know, right? It's a tinok ben yom echad chay mechal in a shabbos David Melech meis in mechal in a shabbos, which is an interesting thing to say. Why it came into meis chavshim in a mitzvah? So why ben yom echad? Okay, ben yom echad, but it doesn't mean ben yom echad in a chenami. There's a rule. There's no mitzvah hatzala, but there's chalel alav. So that means what? You're mechuyev chalel alav, or you're not mechuyev chalel alav? You have to chalel alav, or not chalel alav? V'chay behem's a mitzvah. Is chalel alav a mitzvah? So right, this gets back to classic machlaikas in Yuma Pei Dalid. So we look, how do we know that mechal Pei Dalid? Pei hey.
It's not a general thing.
Whatever. The classic sugya, v'nayim l'pikoch nefesh yidoch ez ha-shabbos. So we give seven different rayas. And after each one of the rayas, we say, Ashkechan vaday safik minolon. Ashkechan vaday safik minolon. Okay, we need a safik b'chuch nefesh. We don't need a vaday b'chuch nefesh. So, okay, so we say, b'chai b'hem b'losh yomos b'hem, right? And then, tavachad p'ybult t'charif t'mel etzina t'kari. One spicy pepper is better than a whole bunch of cucumbers. Wonderful. So, what happens to all of those other rayas? So, according to some achronim,
we
reject all of them. The only one that's applicable is b'chai b'hem. Clearly, the Ramban is not holding like that. He holds that the chalav applies. But is it only Vaday? So the Nitziv wants to say, oh, you see, that by an Uber, there's no V'chai Bohem, there's only Chalei Olav, therefore only Ashkechan Vaday, but there's no Safek. Even Makom Safek, you're not allowed to. It's only Vaday B'Koch Nefesh. If there's only a Safek, you're not allowed to Mechal Shabbos for the Uber.
Which seems to go against this exact case, right? How do you know it's Vaday when you...
So then all the Barim are considered Chol Shish B'Sakhanas, no? So it'll be Vaday B'Koch Nefesh.
Well, no, the Vadeh B'Koch Nefesh, you ask a doctor. Is he Vadeh going to die or only Safek going to die? If he's Vadeh going to die, so I'm going to intervene. If he's only Safek, then I can't intervene. According to Nitziv, it's just, I don't know if he would pass that way. But he's just playing out, he's saying, if it's V'chai B'hem, so then Safek. But if the reason that we're only Mechal Shabbos for the Uber is Chalel Olav, so the Gemara already said, Ashkechan Vadeh Safek Minolan. If V'chai B'hem doesn't apply, but Chalel Olav applies, so then only Malcolm Vadeh. And the other Achronim Shulchan Aruch Harav has it not like that. The other Achronim, I think we pass on Achronim Maisa, is that even Makom Safik. So what do you do? Why? So you could say, they also, once V'chai Bahem teaches Safik, so that applies to all the other cases also. It's Malami to all those cases. They also include Safik, even though you couldn't prove it. Once you have the last din, even when that one doesn't apply, the other ones, it's in Nimtza Balilame. No, it's the opposite. But once you have Chalel, once you have V'chai Bahem, it teaches also Chalel of also Makom Safik. So he tries to use this as a riot. So they'll just see it in the Taras Adam. We'll just skip to the... You can see it on the first one. The second to last page.
What if you know that the kid's going to...
Halacha l'maisa or mechalal for Ibn Basafik.
What if you know that the Ubar is not going to make a
Bar Mitzvah? Bar Mitzvah. I just needed to be born alive and live for 30 days. Because Tinoch ben Yamechad, I'm ready to mechal, it's a v'chai b'chaim,
no? No, there's no v'chai.
You said, if it's midi chalel olav, how do you know? You won't be mechai many mitzvahs.
It's the same thing. Well, right on normal Shabbos, you know he's not going to live for another week. He's going to live for one more
day. So you say v'chai
b'chaim. So you say v'chai b'chaim. Oh. So this is the word I said from the Rav. There's a famous word I heard from Rav Tabori, from the Rav. The Ran in one place. He said the Ran. Yuma says, what if you had v'chai b'chaim? What if he's not going to live till next Shabbos? Could you not save Shabbos? So we pass in v'chai b'chaim. So meaning that the chiyus itself is the mitzvah. Even if he's alive for another second, that's the mitzvah. Well, chalel alav. So the Ran says, oh, shem yahara b'tshuva. So apparently the Rav explained, what do you mean shem yahara b'tshuva? He'll do tshuva and all those Shabbos he didn't keep, and zdonos nasas lo kemitzvahs. And he'll say, if he kept Shabbos in the past.
Okay,
but I'm just so we don't, right, in the Chami, according to that svara, maybe not. But we pass in v'chai b'chaim, so we're okay. We pass in v'chai b'chaim, meaning... Once you're playing with that side of the Nitziv, I think the Klei Chemda says also. Once you're playing with that side, you can come up with such things. Yeah, we have to be Vaday. Anyway, okay, so fine. So let's see in the Tarsa Adam here. It's page Kaf Ches in the fancy edition. We'll see. There's a classic Machlokas Ramban in the Behag. Although I don't really see the Machlokas, I think the Ramban agrees. But we'll see. Ubalachas Gedolos Nami Isha Uber Diad Inan Diilo Achlam Is Aker Vlada. Right. So now can she eat on Yom Kippur to save her baby? Okay, it's not Ritzicha, but can she eat on Yom Kippur to save her baby? Afal gav damrin and Savik ben Kayama, who Savik nefel. Maybe he'll die. Shabri dami lumitin la. Okay? You're allowed to feed her to save the baby. Okay, so why is that true? Is it because we're Mechalal Yom Kippur and Lechor Shabbos to save a nefel? We're assuming if you're Mechalal Yom Kippur, you're Mechalal Shabbos. Or because she's at risk also. So some of the Rishonim say, no, you couldn't Mechalal for the nefel, but you can Mechalal for the woman. And she's at risk. So let's see. So v'yitzel gan geyos amar lav v'diyah didon talia milsa el v'diyah didah u'b'dayta talia milsa d'mishayricha nosin lav v'kechol adamya. It's not up to us, it's up to her to determine if she's b'sakana or not, because we don't really know, so maybe today would be different. Okay, fine. Another issue. U'mistaber kebel ha'olachos shimam ratzricha ani pshita d'machilin osa el alafilu d'roos ha'misava l'oso ha'reyach u'paneh ha'morikos machilin osa choshin l'ikur. We're really from, when we even think that she's hungry and there might be a problem, we're machir and we save the baby. On the bottom they point out l'sakana dida, right? Maybe you don't just l'dida, sakana dida. Okay, fine. Meaning, even though there's no sakana to her, it's just for the baby. This is lafuka from the rush. Lafuka is he didn't know the rush, but lafuka from that far. But that even though there's no risk to her. She can still eat on Yom Kippur to save the baby alone. Okay, so could such a thing be? Is there such a case that's only risk for the baby? So we can come up with cases.
Right, the Rish wasn't saying only if it's a sakana d'idah. He was saying he can't imagine
it. It always is.
Yeah.
So okay, so the Achronim want medayik. Oh, you see, they want to make a machlekes. Okay. Fine. But you could come up with a case nowadays where this is actually true.
Right, the Rish might not scientifically be correct, but that's what he's saying.
I think he was b'safik. He was correct. I think he was correct back in the day. Anytime they knew about a miscarriage, it was a suffix sakana for the woman.
Right.
It's after that it was true.
Right.
It's after that it was true. It was after that it was true.
It probably was true. I'm just saying today it might not be scientifically true.
Then. Right. So today you have to really parse that rush really carefully.
Right.
Okay. We don't pass like the rush. We just have to be clear. We're macher on all these fakes. We're machal for everybody. But it's interesting in the lump. It's fine. So behind the Gertzin B'Sheli Perak comment to Erchi and Amar of Nachman Amar Shmuel Aishas Yeshal Amasru Mesa B'Shabbos Mevin Sakan Akarinas Kresa Motzin Tzavlat. Right, you can Michal Shabbos to save the baby, which was his kasha in Nida. How can you Michal Shabbos save the baby? Go Michal Shabbos save the baby because we do that because it's a baby and it doesn't make a difference. Right, Pshita May Avid Mechatech Bepaser Who Amar Avol Nitzchel Havi Sakan Derchishes Aravim. Fine. My kamash milon desfeik machalin shabbos. So tanina sofik chayzavik mei sofik ovik chom mazal sofik yisrael mafachinon. Mabatei mahasam who the havalei chazaka dechiusa bal hacha the lo havalei chazaka dechiusa mikar emelo kamash milon that we machal shabbos to save the baby. Aye, to chatek babasar we machal you might take the sakin from the shusarabim even though it's a sakana, even a sofik sakana even though it's no chazaka dechiusa we're machal shabbos for the baby. Now he asked and neither he asked why. Here we don't know why. We just know that we do it. Fine. So we know that we do it. Now he has a kasha. V'afal gav detan alos perik zayin nation of makasha leilad mevin sakin mechaschon sefer ever yotzeroso ein nogin bo ein doch nefesh mevin nefesh. Right. So it sounds like alma demi kara do less v'mishum atzalos nefashos. Right. That you don't have to save his life because if there was a mitzvah to save his life, then you can't kill him lechora because you're at least being mevatel nasei. So it's not nami gabi tinuk ben yom echad ha'hor gochaya v'davka ben yom echad aval ubar lo. It sounds like you're allowed to kill this person. If right, so it's not quite as broad, but Dmei Vlado sounds like you're not Chayav Misa. And the fact that we're allowed to kill the baby to save the mother sounds like there's no Misa Satsala. And Tahorgo isn't Chayav. Right, which is the same Raya from the Psukim, sorry about that. Right? So he says it sounds like there's no mitzvah Satsala. Right? At least, at the very least, it sounds like there's no mitzvah. The fact that not necessarily. The Allah sounds like there's no mitzvah hatzala.
You just say that maybe it fits better with the shot of the mission to say the mitzvah hatzala for the mother is just stronger.
Why? You have to give a right now. Why?
Maybe because the Chai Behem is stronger than this idea of possible Shabbos in the future.
But we don't know that. Right. That's the answer to this question.
So that's going to answer the question.
That's the answer to the question. And Achanami. Okay, we're ingrained thinking about this, I think, because right. it's so...
But I'm saying you don't have to phrase it in terms of there's no mitzvah hatzalah. You can just say her mitzvah.
Enochanami. Right. So assuming there's only one type of mitzvah hatzalah, which is all we know so far, we know the Ramban and Nida, but... Right. Right? So assuming there's only one mitzvah hatzalah, so then why should they be... Either it is or there isn't. So that's a very silly way to look at things. Everything's more nuanced than that. But okay, but assuming there's everything's black and white, so this is black and that's white, so why? So afilu hachil inyan shmiras Shabbos, shmiras mitzvahs mechalalin alav. Amar Torah chalalav Shabbos achad kadei shema yishmar Shabbosos harbei. Right? Even so, we do when we can. We're mechal Shabbos when we can, because shema mitzvahs harbei. So whenever we can, we do. Aye, there's no ahor goes in chayev, and we're mechatchin also. And the chanami. But we're still mechal Shabbos for it. The fact, they don't go together. There are times when you can kill it. There's no iser tzicha, but in achayam or mechal Shabbos, you thought there was a link between the two. There's and maybe mitzad v'chay b'hem there is, and there is no v'chay b'hem here. It sounds like chalal alav because had there been v'chay b'hem, what is it? So hilcha chafilu batzalas uber pachos miben arba'im yom she'ein luchius klal mechalin alav kedas bal halachos. Right, and he goes, and why should it make a difference how old this baby is? Right, there's arba'im yom. The Gemara and Yivama says less than arba'im yom is kamaya ba'alma, and therefore the woman can't eat truma. Okay. Fine. So does that have any relevance to anything else other than eating truma? So we'll see some of the Acharonim pull that out. He says it has no chiyus klal. Okay. I think his point is to say it has no chiyus klal, and therefore you couldn't say v'chai b'hem, because v'chai b'hem requires chiyus. There's no chiyus. But the whole point is there's no chiyus. It's not about chiyus. It's not about v'chai b'hem. It's about chalal alav. And the same potential that exists on day 39 exists on day 41. You want to say LP didn't, it doesn't. He says the same potential exists. Now, you can throw that back and say, oh, yeah, and what about the frozen embryo in the freezer? Are you mechal Shabbos for that? Mitzal chalal alav.
No,
because
there's no guarantee that
There's no guarantee that the uber pachos mi arbaim yom. There's no guarantees ever. Klal gadol in life. No guarantees.
If you leave the uber pachos mi arbaim yom, it's going to eventually grow.
Hopefully, mirtz Hashem.
But if you leave a frozen embryo...
Okay, so that's usually what they say. It's mechusar maisa. Okay, so that's what we usually say. But they ask based on this. Maybe you could, based on this svar, it's chalel alav, and we say no, because if you just don't do anything, it's mechusar maisa. So that's usually the issue. Most of the poskim hold like that. I saw one poskim who says you couldn't chal Shabbos. This happens when the power goes out. Right? If there's a hurricane, or I mean, they had backups, but and they weren't, even in NYU...
They lost a lot of stuff downtown.
At NYU, the reproductive endocrinology lab is not in Tisch Hospital. It's three blocks up. So I don't know what their situation was. But it's not in the regular hospital. Why? I don't know. But that's just where it is. It's annoying. It's like a 4 or 5 block walk. But so I don't know what their situation was. And I'm assuming they have... I don't know. The hospital had backup, so I'm assuming... So they all failed. So Yesh Lod and my point is they have a separate backup because they're sufficiently far away in distance that they need a separate backup. So I don't know what happened. I hope they did. I hope they all lessened. But there, I did see one modern post, like I don't remember who said, yeah, you can Mechal Shabbos to turn the power back on, preferably get a goy. You can certainly get a goy. Most posts, I'm assuming, you can ask a goy to turn the power back on for just hefsed merubah issues and leaving aside the emotional attachment. But I think one post actually said Mechal Shabbos for it. It may have been that he held also electricity wasn't really necessary. Okay, fine. Okay. So that's the Baal Halacha said, in the Chanami is no v'chai behem. There's no mitzvah necessarily, a chiyuv, I don't know what it is. It's chalil olav, which is enough to say that we can mechal Shabbos to save this baby, maybe we should mechal Shabbos to save this baby, but sometimes we push that aside for other, when they have other considerations. Right? So you could say the same thing in the Ran now. What do you mean l'chai uber l'chai shinon? In the Chanami is chalil olav, but because the Mises Bezdin overrides that. But normally you couldn't. Normally you wouldn't be able to do that. It doesn't mean lo chashin is the rabbanon, and achinami is the raisa. But it's of a lower level, meaning assuming that the iser to kill the fetus is reflected in the level of mitzvah hatzalah of the fetus. So then, assuming that to be true, so then the mitzvah hatzalah here is less than the mitzvah hatzalah of a full person, and therefore the lechay uber lo chashinon doesn't necessarily mean lo chashinon and you know do what you want.
What are the other differences between chay behen and is that halal only applies to Shabbos, presumably.
So we don't know, right? We don't know. The Gemara doesn't talk about it. It only comes up in this hafamina. So the Acharonim sort of like to play with this, and they say, oh, well, what about other things? So they say, yeah, does it apply to other Isurim? So they generally apply to other Isurim. There's a Chasam Sofer in Bir Smilu who says,
but isn't the drasha for halal from Shabbos as well as Shabbos?
It's a Shabbos, yeah.
Right.
Okay, and a Chanami. But they apply it more broadly. Meaning, if it's a svara, meaning, is it a xeris akasav or a svara?
This is only talking about
Jewish. If you say it's a xeris akasav, you'll hold it Shabbos. If you hold it, it's a svara, so then you could expand it clearly more.
This is all Jewish movement.
Yes. Yes. The Uber is no better than a full grown person.
I'm saying none of these, meaning these psukim are they're not used in the context of talking about a non Jewish.
Meaning, it's not the Gemara, there's no heter and mechal Shabbos for an agam ever.
Saying, meaning in terms of like if it's pachos me'arba'im yom, it's my problem. Is that does that mean that for a non-Jewish where there would be less of a problem?
Mitzad harigas ubrim? We're talking about mitzvah hatzalah. Leave harigas ubrim out of it. Meaning for the Ramban, if you were assuming again that harigas ubrim is reflective of the mitzvah hatzalah, so yeah, there would be an iser even less narbayim yom. Because if chalel olav applies less narbayim yom, so the flip side of that should apply less narbayim yom also.
There's no.
Well, the Goyim have no mitzvah Shmir Shabbos ever.
If I'm
positing, and we saw the Tosfos in Sanhedrin and Tess,
yeah.
Right? That there's some parallel between the Isser for the Noach and the Isser for Jews. So, assuming that those are parallel in some level, I guess if our Chalel of applies less than 40 days, and Chalel is reflective of the Isser to kill it, and so therefore there's an Isser to kill it less than 40 days according to the Bahag, so it should be the same din by the Goyim.
No, except that for Goyim. Shabbos.
There's never mitzvah Shmir Shabbos. Right. So there's no mitzvah to kill. There's no mitzvah. There's no iser to kill it ever. That's what it would be yotze from what you're saying.
Unless it's v'chai behem.
There's no v'chai behem in the Sodei Begam either.
Right. So then where is the iser come from?
Well, we saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Zayin, Adam ba'Adam.
So then why?
We're assuming that there is an iser on the books. Now the question is, what are parameters of that iser? We're assuming that our parameters are similar to their parameters. There's no reason to think otherwise.
We made our parameters to say that Pachos Arbam Yom, it's Dafka, Mechalin, and then Post Arbam Yom for a Yiddish Ubar, it would be a Mechalin. But
less than Arbam Yom is only Mechalin.
If you would link that to be the same thing for Ubar Shal Akum, then that's going to mean that
it might be reflected, but this is an Isser. No.
Because there's no...
There's no Isser because there's no Mitzvah Satzala. Okay. But we... No, you would assume that for the Yiddish Uber, less than 40 days, there's a mitzvah chalel olav, right, to save its life, right? So if that's reflective of an iser, is that mean what's gorim what? Is chalel olav gorim the iser? Is there an iser and therefore clearly they go together?
Okay.
You can say the iser goes whatever the level of iser might be less. You want to say could it be that the level of iser is less? Yes, And for Bnei Noach, if the level of Isser is less, are they not Chayav Misa? I think they're Chayav Misa for everything, so it doesn't really help them. Okay, but in their Tosfos, two opinions, if they write what Makom Mitzvah, okay, they end their Tosfos, whether a non-Jew can, whether Bnei Noach can Mechalal, can do Harigas Urim to save the mother, right? We saw that. Whether they're allowed, in the Hanami they can, or maybe they can't. Fine, so right, the Pope Paskins like the second day.
And they can't.
Right, they hold the hand. But
there is no Pope.
Pope Emeritus.
It's like, if there's a time.
Pope.
Not holding. I mean, unfortunately I am, but yeah. we'll save after this year. The church, Begadol, holds like that. Whether there's a Pope to follow, I whatever. Okay. But we'll leave the Kashkafic question out of it. So he said, okay, so that's the Bahag, right? So now he continues. This is the Ramban continues, and the question is, does he disagree or not disagree? The Ika the Sphere Elisha ain't Mechalim Mishum the Fallen. And there's those old, you're not allowed to at all. Ela Ubershe Richa Chashasha de Misa Didahu. The reason you're allowed to feed her is because she's going to die. Shekola Mapelas Becheska Sakana, right? I mean, if she has a miscarriage, she's a Mapelas, right? And a Mapelas is like a Yolad, this is a Sakana, by definition. So by definition, she's Besakana. It's not a Hechitimtsa. It's not a medical shaila. If she has a miscarriage, she will be a mapelas. A mapelas is by defined as a sakana, so therefore she's allowed to eat. You're not allowed to mechal for the nefal. Right? V'tamad yosheves ala mashber shemesa. Right? So why mechal Shabbos for that baby? Right? He's saying you have no raya mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to eat for it. Why can't mechal Shabbos? Tamachrinu dekevin shemesa reyukhe yolud. Lav yarech imahu, right? Like Tosfos says, kemunach bekufsa. Once she's dead, okay, then we could say the baby is a separate being, then we're mechal for it, because it's completely munach bekufsa. It's lav yarech imo, meaning if it was yarech imo, he's making a totally, and I don't know if he really means it here or not. He might just mean munach bekufsa. V'lav v'didot al ya'elachayhu u'delas ne'ula b'fanav. Right? So leka ela de lo ha'velechas gazach d'yuchas v'savin ne'vash l'halkel, and therefore we're mekel for that. So now, does the Ramban disagree with the Bahag? I have no idea. But the Ramban in Chidush HaMenida agrees with the Bahag. So I'm going to go with the Ramban, agrees with the Bahag, and he says, and there are those who hold otherwise, and I don't know. Someone might say the Ramban is machlokas, Ramban and Bahag, whether you can mechal or not. I don't know if you guys think that the Ramban here is arguing or not arguing. I think he says there's this other opinion out there. They hold not. These are how he understands the sugya. And the fact that he doesn't include himself, there are no actually reflexive words here that he holds that like this. There's no reason to think he's chaylik. He argues for the Baha'i for a whole paragraph and a half, or whatever. And in Nida, he holds like that, so it seems to think that he holds like that. Regardless, we're mechal because of chay b'hem, not mishum chalel alav. Or we're mechal mishum chalel alav, but there's no nafkamina. So, either way, we're good to go. Fine. So that's the famous Rambam. So we're not going to teach him to go back to Nida right now. In Erchin, we'll leave that. You can see it on your own. It's like one of these newly printed Shidim Kubetzes. Whatever. So fine. So let's look at the Rambam. We'll see the Rambam inside. We'll look at it. We'll make some comments, and we'll move on quickly, because we're not going to see the Rambam really. We're just being Yotzi, seeing the Rishonim, and we can't not see the Rambam. So we'll see the Rambam. Rotzeach Aleph Tes. Fine. Harezu mitzvahs, lo sase shelo lochus al nefesh harodef.
Why is Tess in parentheses?
It has to do with the fanciness of the Shabtai Frankel edition. Like, when was the break, when wasn't the break, which is the halacha, which is not the halacha. You know, you're right, because we should go up. Because the Torah's chesed will make not a big deal out of the break, but a big deal out of, it's just in the context of lo tachos. Let's look at ches, echad mevushav, right? Vechzikav mevushav. So ve'echad kol davar sheish b'sakan snefash, or se'echad ve'isha achaz es ha'isha. In the kotzer shekol ha'choshek v'hakos chaver ha'kaya ha'memisa oso. Right? Anyone who you even think is going to, who looks like they're going to kill somebody else, matzilin taniradaf be'kapo shel rodev. V'imein ha'nicholin, right? You should cut off his hand. If he's about to hit him, you should cut off his hand. V'imein ha'nicholin matzilin to'af b'nafsho. Right? And if you can't kill the rodev, but if you can't stop the rodev by cutting off his hand, so then you kill him. Sh'ne'emar lo tocho se'necha. Right? You should not have any pity on him. Harezu mitzvahs lo sase shel olochus al nefesh arodev. Lefich achor chachamim, shel ober shimekash alelet, mutter lachtach ober b'me'eha, ben b'sam ben b'yad, mipnei shehu kerodev achare ala harga. V'im ishahotzi rosho, ein ogin bo, shein doch nefesh b'mefesh, v'zeu tivo shel olam. So the Rambam has two different phrases. The first one, he says, when it's inside, it's a rodef, and when it's outside, it's tivo shalom. What in the world do those things mean? Why did the Rambam add those words? They were not found in any of the prior Makairos. as we noted. And the fact is, beforehand, the Mishnah sounds like the Gemara in Sanhedrin 9 Bay sounds like, the Raya is one's Yatzaroso a Nogimbo, right? Why? Because there's no Hasra Safek, right? There's no Hasra to a Katan. That's what the Gemara is talking about. There's no Hasra to a Katan. The baby's assumed to be a Rode. If you say the Mishmaya Karadfilei. When the baby's Yolud, it's Mishmaya Karadfilei. So you want to say, Hareu Zeu Tivo Shalolam is Mishmaya Karadfilei. Okay, the Migdalos already says that. That's fine. Mishmaya Karadfilei and Tivo Shalolam. Why did the Rambam change from that? We'll talk about it. So it sounds like whatever he was doing outside, he was doing inside. And when he's inside, he's not Mishmaya Karadfilei. Then he's really Rodev, as opposed to when he comes out, he's no longer Rodev. Does something actually change? Mitzad the Radifa Shabo, when he's in and when he's out, when he's in, he's a Rodev, he's a Rodev. And when he's out, it's Mishmaya Karat Filei. Inachinami, he says Kir Rodev. Okay, fine. He's Kir Rodev while he's in, and when he's out, it's Mishmaya Karat Filei. So when he's in, we blame him more than when he's out. Yes. Seems a little bit strange. So Rav Uziel says like this, that there's actually something, a physiological change happens. When the baby's inside, when it comes outside, you'll have to see that inside because you won't believe me otherwise that he actually says this. There's somebody else who actually says there's mamish, a physical change that happened. He says, calls my inside, it just wants to get out. And once it's outside, it doesn't want to do anything, it's just stuck. Like, okay, and therefore you can blame him more. It's hard to figure out what he thought was happening during the birth process.
The baby wants to get out.
The baby has desires and is pushing and is swimming and is... Is the mother actually pushing the baby out? The baby probably would want to stay if we asked this, but it doesn't have to. Whatever. Like I said, we'll see it inside because it's not believable otherwise. Fine. So lots of problems with this Rambam. Let's skip it. Good. It's a whole limud unto itself that has a whole set of achronim. So one of the first early achronim to deal with this shaila is the Maharit. Now the problem with Maharit is that there are two tshuvas. There's Tzadi Zayin and Tzadi Tes, and they don't seem... Some people think there's a steer between the two tshuvas, and some people don't think there's a steer between the two tshuvas. Rav Moshe writes, one's a forgery. Since Eliezer says, you can't just say one's a forgery because you don't agree with his mahalach. It doesn't work. He said. Then someone says, maybe the tshuva in Rav Moshe is a forgery. Okay. You see where this can go. But we'll see why Rav Moshe thinks it's a forgery. And we'll see what... So we'll just see it straight out. We'll try to read it straight. We'll read Tzadi Zayin, then we'll read Tzadi Tes, and then we'll see, I gave you the Rav Moshe and the Tzitz Eliezer, within the context of their larger tshuvas, they address the Maharit. But I printed the whole tshuvas, we should have it. We're not going to see their shitas right now, but we'll see how they view the Maharit, and the Rav Paalim has a half a line in the Maharit also. So let's just see. So Tzadi Zayin has nothing to do with abortion, l'chora. And it's not even a shayla. Uber rach... Ubar Yerach Imo, Beperek Sheni Degitin, Gabe Eved, Beperek Ketzid Marim, Beperek Haparav, Ayin Sof, Perek Merube, Beperek Haval Yivimto. What's pshat with Ubar Yerach Imo, Ubar Lav Yerach Imo? I'm assuming that's the Shaila. There's no real Shaila, but that's what he's going to talk about. So how do we prove that Ubar Yerach Imo? So hold on, I have notes here. Because it gets messy. Right? And so we're going to try to parse this carefully and try to figure out what he's saying, and then the Tzitz Eliezer is going to cut and paste between this tshuva and the next tshuva and blame the Talmud. The problem is the Knesset HaGdolah quotes this tshuva straight. Okay. Whatever. And then there's a... Okay, it gets Gishmak. Okay, just... The next tshuva. Fine. So, Perek Beis Dechulin. Ein Mezamnin Goyal B'nei Me'ayim. Right? V'kadav Shem HaTosu Es Nei Depater Al Nefalim Ava Lo Shari. Right? That the aim is on the goyal b'nei me'ayin, so you say by me like a midam. How could there be something that we're aser, that we're mutter and they're aser? So what about in the fall? In Tosfos there, and Chulin says the same type of Tosfos. He says mikol makom lo shari, same idea. Deha the aser midin chavalahu. Right, what's the iser? Iser is chavala. Tosfos holds he says abortion is iser chavala. That's why lo shari. When I said lo shari means chavala. Okay, so chavala in the mother, chavala in the uber, it doesn't make a difference. So the later Achorin, we're going to have a field day trying to figure out what the Chavala is, who you're Chovim. V'tnan perek shvi de'alos. Right? Okay. Sorry, I'm trying to follow along because I spent a lot of time in Shubas. Ha'isha shi mekasha lilid, mechadchen et havlad b'me'em, motzinu to evarim evarim, pesha chaya kod min l'chayav. Yotza rubo, eno, he says rubo, not rosho, right? We saw the different here, so it's fine. Eno gen bosh, eno chenefet me'mefesh. V'kasha! Tama mishum d'chaya kod min l'chayav. Right, it sounds like you need her life to be in danger. Right? It sounds like that's the reason. He says, the way I'm reading this is, in Alos, it sounds like, the Tosfos in Chulin sounds like it's Nisar Chavala. Alos sounds like, well, if her life wasn't in danger, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. Right? So that doesn't necessarily sound like Chavala. And in Erchin, you kill the baby, right? So I'm assuming he just drops Tosfos at this point. He assumes it's Chavala. And that's what he's going to come back to. He says, aye, but from Alos, it sounds like it's only Mutter Misum Pekuach Nefesh. Right, but it's just a lav. What's going on? And here we do it mishum nivola aim to prevent nivola aim. How could that be? It sounds like there's a stira, right? It sounds like something type of ratzich is going on in Alos. Not really fleshing out what that might be, right? And here mishum nivola aim also a mekel. Two different reasons that it should be mutter. They don't necessarily. I mean, if nivola aim is mutter, kol shekein chaya kodmin l'chayav. But it sounds like in the Mishnah in Alos only because chaya kodmin l'chayav can you do it. And here it tells Mishum Nivalaim, we do it. So that's question one. The old kasha, the maisid v'hai shmaita gufa, the erchin, ha'isha shiyoshva la mashbar umesa b'shabbis, mevin sakin mekarnas kresa, motzina tzavlad. Right? Umefar shinan la, delo nitzrucha el ha'vi sakin erchin shasarabim. Da'av al-gav, the sovig nefashas, docha the shabbis, man, midami hasam hu da'ava le'chezak d'chiyusa, hacha, delo ha'va le'chezak d'chiyusa, mikara e'malo, kamash malon. Right? Alma the suffering the fashas chashiv. Kevin the doches a Shabbos. Okay? So it sounds like it's suffik nefashos. So it sounds like it should be an isser of I'm reading this as, and therefore there's an isser ritzicha. You have to save it, you can't kill it. There's a mitzvah to save it, you can't kill it. Right? That's what I had here. Near the kavanah with the ikri nefesh lagabi pikoch nefesh, but lachain hua dinami lagabi isser ritzicha. Okay. Fine. The O, the Perek Dalad Mises in Sanhedrin, Amri, the Benoach Neregala Ubrim, the Chsiv Shofech Dam Ha'adam Ba'adam, Ezu Adam Shu Ba'adam, Ze Ubrish Me'imo. Right? And it says Shofech Dam Ha'adam. It sounds like it's Ritzicha, right? The Hasam Lekaman Behach Pirka Amrin and Lech Amidam Dil Yisrael Shari Lagoy Osir. The Katwa Tosos Dala Ubrim, the Goy Chai Yisrael Potter, Alpha Gav the Potter, Lo Shari Alma Yish Isser Badavar. So it sounds like now it's Osir. Right? So his Iker Ka. So what's he saying? He quoted. Four makoros, right? One, two, three, four. Four makoros. The first was Hoshos Nechulin. He said it's Chavala, and he ended with it being Chavala. He then said, so what's his kasha? What's his kasha? He's going to... Veshul Tari. So he assumed he asked a kasha. I didn't think his kasha was very clear. So you have to figure out what his kasha is at this point. It sounds like that there's an Isser, right? It sounds like he's saying, well, there's at least an Isser, so how come in the Gemara in Erchin, the Mishnah in Erchin, we kill the baby before we kill the mother? I'm assuming that's his basic question, right? He was asking a stronger question, and I think he's really only asking a weaker question. The Gemara in Erchin, Zayinam and Aleph, how can you kill the baby? There, right? Mishum nivul ha'im. There's an Isser. I think that's all he's actually trying to get at this point. But we read the whole paragraph, and it's unclear what his question is, so I think that's his question. Also, because I read the answer, so I think that's what he's answering. But based on the answers, we'll see that that's what he seems to be answering. And you'll see why then people in the United States want to cut and paste different parts of this together. So he has V'yesh letaretz, hi, the yotze lahareg, meaning, oh, so what's the kasha? Yotze lahareg versus everything else in Shas. So which one's going to be different? Yotze lahareg, shiny. Why is that different? So we'll come up with some reason. The yotze lahareg, shiny, hoil v'sofa lahareg im imo. The Uber Yarch Imo, who could amrin and paracase and marimin, Ubekama duchte mishum de nivul imo, machdemin and le misa. Yeah, he's gonna die anyway. So he's gonna die anyway. You can't kill people because they're gonna die anyway. That's generally us, sir. Everyone's gonna die anyway.
Also, the case with the Saki, he's gonna die anyway, so why shouldn't they bring it to open her up and all that? Right, when she's Yashal
Mashbar. No, the fact that he's gonna die anyway means I can kill him.
I'm saying, why should he be allowed to do a Hallel Shabbos for him? If he's going to die?
Well, everyone's going to die anyway. But,
right,
yeah.
I'm saying that's
not a good... So it sounds like we can kill him now because we're going to kill him in a minute. Meaning, I see his... We're going to actually kill him in a minute. Right? We're going to do Mises Bezdin on him and her. We're going to kill him and do a mitzvah at the same time. So whether we kill him a minute earlier or a minute later is not really much... You could say that's part of the key of Mises Bezdin. We just perform it in two separate parts. I'm assuming that's what he means, because otherwise this is a really radical shita. And he doesn't develop it enough for it to be a radical shita, and it's not really his point. So I'm going to de-radicalize him and assume we're going to kill her, we're going to kill him in a minute. So whether we kill her in two stages, or one stage, the two stages to prevent Nivel HaMeis, so we're allowed to do that. I'm assuming that's what he means. When we were learning, we had a Haro, maybe not. Maybe it's considered, you can say, maybe not. You can say, look, what's the Isser? He thinks the Isser is Chavala, right? He's told you before the Isser was Chavala. Right, and therefore you need L'chai, you need to love the Raisa, so B'vach Nefesh Zdoicha. So it's Chavala in the aim, right? It's Chavala in the mother, and you're allowed to be Chavala in the mother to prevent your horn Nivel. Right, the mother's Mochel on her own Chavala to prevent Nivel. Makes sense. It's Chavala in the aim, and to prevent her own Nivel, so we do Chavala in her before. Or you could say, no, because he's going to die, we don't care about his Chai Shah, which is the more radical way of reading this. And then Nafkamina, meaning if the baby's not going to make it anyway, can you kill the baby? Right? Because the baby's not going to make it, so can you kill the baby? And the second one is, well, it's chaval in the aim, and to prevent her own nivel, let's say she has some other reason that she wants to just chaval in the aim. So there are all sorts of times that we might be making on chaval in the aim. Let's say it's mishum refuah. It's not bigwach nefesh, but it's mishum refuah. There's no chaval, there's no iser chavala b'toch retzarach refuah. So you come up with all sorts of ways. I think the simplest way to say is just, the simplest way is, we're going to kill him in a minute. We're going to actively do the mitzvahs misas bezdin, so we're doing it in two stages. Mishum nivel. It's not the biggest deal. And achinami, it's aser, but so is reticha, and we're going to kill the lady anyway. Okay? Inami ikla meimer del olam uber lav kiyoladami. Meaning he thinks it's kiyoladami or lav kiyoladami. He says, even if it's a yoladami, you can still kill him in this case. Meaning, it sounds like he didn't say that before. It sounds like it's kiyolud, and therefore you can't kill it. There's an iser. Unless you say lav kiyolud, and it sounds like it would be not aser, or mutter, or putter, at least. And he says, no, even if it's yolud, you can kill him with her because it's fine. Inami glamemara delolam uber lav kiyoladami. The kiyerech imahu. Right? It's like yerech imo. Fine. So therefore, erchin is normal. Right? Erchin is, of course we can kill the baby with her. It's kiyerech imo. So why can't Michal Shabbos to save the baby? Right? If you can kill the baby, why can't Michal Shabbos? Vishas a mesa shiny shu chayu mesa imo hareu kiyolud. The lo chashiv adam shu ba'adam. El kamisha lo yotze lavir olam. Connect the behema ton shchita. Okay, so he says, well, the meduyuk of the pasuk, right? It's like Tosfos, again, kimunach bekufsa, I'm going to read that as the same as the Ramban, it's lav yarechi, meaning now it's certainly lav, even if you held lav, even if you held, it's lav ki yoludami, it's yarech imo, once she dies, it's different, okay. And he says, why? Well, if you're meduyuk, it's not adam ba'adam anymore. Because there's no Adam, there's no larger Adam. Fine, but we've seen that cheat up, right? That all those is different, that case is different because, right? Ish Shemesa, that's different, fine. So, let's see if we can finish. Uperek Basra, de Yoma, Gavi Ai, de Uber, Che Richa, Vu, Bishem, Mishem, Ramban, Vika, Mirabvusa, de Amri, Mishem, Sakanas, Vlad, Lechude, Michalalin, right? According to the Ramban, that there are some who say, the Bahag, right? That we can Michal for the baby itself. So that goes against the second answer. The second answer was, no, you're only mechal for the baby when his mother died. V'ikaman da'amar, she'en mechal in mishum defalim. Right, machlaikas. V'over she'iricha mishum chashash misa didahu. Right? And therefore, that's the second opinion in Torah Adam. V'tamad yoshevet ala mashper shemesa tamachrinahu da'harei kiyolud. D'tu lav yerechimahu, d'lav bedidi talya alachayhu, u'delas ne'ula befanav. Right? V'leka chashash ala d'leka chazak adachiyusav. V'sakun fash lahako. Right, I mean that's a second way of reading it. You're not allowed to mechal for the nefel, right? She can't eat to save the baby alone. Why mechal Shabbos? Because it's the baby's, the mother's dead. Haray the davar ze'akati l'nefalim din nefashos lepikuach pluktahu. Can you save the baby's life or not? So it's a machlekes. V'saving nefashos lahakel lachiyosan. So how do we paskin? We should paskin that misaving nefashos. It's a saving nefashos, right? Well, it's not exactly saving nefashos. Is this a case of suffic nefashos or not? He says, also there we hold suffic nefashos. So we should say, keep them alive. Kol shekein shelo lefgobem. Certainly you can't kill them. There might be a mitzvah to save his life. Certainly you can't injure it. Uminayel finlan in the phalim. So, okay, fine. Right? Therefore, if there's a mitzvah to save them, he assumes you can't kill them. Again, very similar to Reb Chaim. Uminayel finlan in the phalim de goyim. De laman de amar hacha mechana lem shabbos bedidhu mia isura ikka. If we're Mechal Shabbos for our Nephilim, there they also have an Isser. Fine. We're going to leave that aside for the moment, the last line. It sounds like he's just saying, well, he's a machlaikas, whether you're Mechal Shabbos or not, for the Uber. So we should paskin, we're Mechal Shabbos for the Uber. Some of your fascists. And if we're Mechal Shabbos for the Uber, if you're Minhadochim, you can't be Minhanichim, and there must be an Isser to take it out. And therefore, why? So we started saying that Erchin is different, it's Mutter in that case, because it's different. Then we said, no, really, that should be the standard. And why do we save its life is different because it's a Mesa Emo. And in the end, he seems to say, well, it's a Machlokes whether you save its life or not. And so we should, because it's a Machlokes. So Halachalamaisa, we should. And therefore, if we should, there can't be an Isser, there must be an Isser to kill it. And then he says, V'hu adin l'gayim, that so long as we have a chil mitzvah to be Mechal Shabbos, at least Halachalamaisa, because we have a Machlokes Rishonim, so they also have an Isser. So you can see why, again, they're going to cut and paste. Where in the world did that line come from? And then the next line, he continues, he says, but it's not an Nefesh. So we'll continue with this last part of this line, this Maharit, and we'll continue with the Maharit, and we'll see the second part of the Maharit, and I will, hopefully I'll put the cut and paste in Maharit on the board. It'll be fun.